This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Love QME, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys. Of course, all the good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for the sultry, velvety voice of Bradley Dean, he is not here. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. For Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today live here from the gorgeous U.S. occupied great state of South Carolina, here live from the bunker, and it's warming up. It feels good out there, but for me, I walk outside and one moment of breathing that stuff, and it's in the air, and it paralyzes me. I've been fighting allergies for a week and a half, so if I sound a little off, one is because I'm by phone, because the guys there at GCN are having a little trouble with the connection that we normally use that's much clearer. If you'd like to find us online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in anytime, we're going to have a special guest on. He's on the line here. I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. We're going to be talking guns and politics and tactical solutions. And then we're going to, in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about exposing human trafficking, what's going on in our country. So you'll be sure to want to stay with us for that. If you want to find us on social media, go look up Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty on Facebook, and also Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 on Twitter. Before I get to our guest, let me just point out a couple of things that are up on sonsoflibertymedia.com today. We've got the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Debt Management. We're 5 years from the point of no return. 5 years from the point of no return to where every single dollar they pay just pays interest. Okay? Now, remember, the current president told you in 8 years we would be out of debt. That's what he promised you. He's still continuing to deficit spend. In fact, he will continue to deficit spend for at least another 3 years that I'm aware of. And it's no different than when Barack Obama was in. There's still over $1 trillion deficit spending that's going on in this country. I don't care what they're telling you. You look it up yourself and you see exactly what's going on. We continue to go deeper and deeper in debt. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, a presidential candidate. This is Tulsi Gabbard. Now, she's a Democrat. I don't really care for her, a lot of her politics, per se. There's a lot of things that, even as a veteran, she should really know better. But there have been a couple of things that I really appreciated from Ms. Gabbard, and that was her stand on the Syria issue. I appreciated something she had here recently, and it's skipping my mind, but she said, if I were president, I'd drop all the charges against Assange and Snowden. Well, yeah, you should, because those guys were exposing the corruption in our government, and our corrupt government wants to go after them, including the Trump administration. Remember, beforehand, candidate Trump said, oh, I love WikiLeaks, okay? Sons of Liberty Media.com, the Sons of the Black Robe Regiment. Check that out. That's a little video by Bradley's boys that tell you a little bit about the Black Robe Regiment, those famous preachers in our history who not only stood in the pulpit and wielded the sword of the Spirit, but they also were willing to go out and fight the tyrants on the battlefield. That's the Sons of Liberty Media.com. You want to check that out. And finally, lawsuit. Did Ilhan Omar break law to be naturalized? Well, she's broke other laws. She married a brother. There's a fraud issue that's going on there. She's broken estate laws. She's broken house rules. The woman's a criminal, okay? There's no doubt about it. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, we've got just a couple of minutes for the break, and I want to bring on our guest. This is Drew Nolan. He is from Ohio. He studied criminology at Kent State University. He is the owner and founder of Victoria Tactical, which you can find at victoriatactical.com. And, Drew, it's great to have you on the Sons of Liberty radio show. Thank you for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Well, now, we're going to talk about some things. We got about 2 minutes before our break here. But let me make sure I got this right. Are you fairly, you're a fairly newlywed guy, right?
Yes, I am. September.
Yeah, congratulations. And from what I see,
sir.
Now, we haven't got to go into a lot of things. Are you homeschooled, by the way?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Because a lot of your presentation comes across as somebody who is homeschooled. So I'm hoping maybe at least you'll take that up with your family. I don't know. But I wanted to congratulate you on your marriage and things. And what we're going to talk about with Drew here is, Drew, tell people what you do there. First of all, tell people what you do there at Victoria Tactical.
We do a ton. Our mission is basically to provide the good guys with the skills and the gear that they need to make it home to their families every day. So we do dynamic pistol training. We're in the process planning an urban rifle and tactical shotgun course. Haven't really marketed that too much right now. We're going to be offering some more live fire training and stuff soon. We do escape and evasion training. Right now we're doing the 101, and we're planning a week-long escape and evasion course. It's pretty submersive. We provide all kinds of EDC gear, flashlights, medical gear, tourniquets, things like that. We have direct relationships with a lot of really big distributors and manufacturers, and that's, you know, so we use that to, you know, supply the good guys with the equipment that they need. And we don't really hold any kind of, you know, second par, subpar equipment.
Right. And part of your statement is that you're a Christian man. The business permeates with that thought that you are one that believes that we have victory through Christ. You're not one to run from the battle. Christ is king. He leads and fights against our enemies, and which are his enemies. And so that permeates what Victoria Tactical is all about. And we're on the other side of the break. We're going to talk a little bit about those things. And then on the bottom of the hour, we're going to pick up the stuff concerning human trafficking. So people hang on, buckle up. Drew Nolan will be with us. Other side of the break, stay with us.
Hi friends, I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And on the line we've got with us Drew Nolan from VictoriaTactical.com. One of the statements that I was making right before the break was is that he believes the principles of the Bible are the things that should permeate his country or his company. It's not just something you, as some people want to tell you, you walk an aisle, pray a prayer, or something like that, and you never see any of that in the Bible. It's something that encompasses the person's life. It is a true repentance of mind that encompasses everything that we do. And I like to see that on his site. One of the things that Drew states there is that men have seemingly forgotten how to be men. In an age in which many have lost sight of it, our name pays homage to the days of chivalry. By the way, my oldest daughter's name is Victoria as well. It is our promise to you to always remain one of the good guys. We will not compromise our faith, our morals, our integrity, or our commitment to our customers, period. You know, Drew, that strikes me as something that a lot of people talk about today, but very few do. I know people who are willing to curb their speech. They're willing to cut back the message if they'll make a dollar doing it. But that's not you guys.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We try to use one of the things that I wanted to do going into it was use every platform that was provided to me, you know, that God gives me to spread the gospel and to kind of speak into people's lives and lead by example. I've lost business because of it, and that's okay. You know, I don't want the business anyway. That's fine with me. But I've also gained a lot of really good opportunities in business because of it, too. And it's not, you know, that's obviously not the reason that I do it. But, I mean, I just live by example, and that's what we should all do. So, I mean, I still open the door for my wife every day, so.
Good for you. Yeah, no, and you should. That is the thing. That's what I'm talking about. You lead by example. Now, by leading by example, let's talk about some of the things here. Obviously, you're a family guy. You're a new family guy.
Yes, sir.
And as such, you're doing things that a lot of young men, I meet a lot of young boys who don't open the door for other women. They don't wait on other people. They don't serve other people in that capacity. So you're doing that. That's a good thing. But you're also serving the public here. Let's talk about the issues of your tactical training. What's the reasoning behind you going into this kind of thing where you want to train people with weapons? I'm assuming you want to also train them in medical and trauma stuff too, since you sell that as well. Do you have either some kind of basic training in that as well?
I have some training in that, but I don't provide that.
Okay.
There's a lot of insurance issues that comes with that. There's been some people that give training in that. With firearms and personal protection and everything, like I said earlier, it's mostly just to ensure that the good guys have the gear and the skills they need to make it home every day. So making our community a safer place and teaching the mindset, that's one of the biggest things we teach is the difference in mindset, you know, refusing to be a victim and being aware of your surroundings. And you'd be surprised at how many situations you could de-escalate just by doing that. So we focus on that, and we focus on, I mean, the foundation of our nation was the Second Amendment, basically, enshrines this right to self-defense, but also it kind of makes this call for people to be almost like a citizen soldier, you know what I mean? Not that we're training anybody for that or anything like that, but it kind of, you know, look at the times that it was established. Look at the times that this nation was established and what we just came out of. There's kind of a call for every citizen to be skilled at arms. And there's a confidence that comes with a skill at arms that just can't be realized otherwise, you know. Whether it's martial arts, and to me, pistol craft or carving craft or anything, it is like the ultimate martial art. It's a great equalizer. It's commonly referred to as that, you know. And so we just work to really empower people.
No, I think that's good. I've done some training. I've also done some reading and stuff. Dr. Piazza out at Front Sight.
Yep.
I've got some of his books to do some dry runs and stuff like that. And I do find that doing it over and over, it puts it in your mind, because from what I understand, I've never been put in a situation. But from what I understand, you get into one of those situations where you can't de-escalate it. The people are just not going to let you do that, and they're not going to do it. And you have to respond quickly. And in doing that, you have to think, you have to be quick, and you have to be accurate. And if people speak to the people out there, they say, well, I got this great gun. I got this, pick your thing, AR-15, AK-47. I got a scar here at home or whatever I got. And I've got a pistol, and boy, this thing's a beauty, and this, that, and the other, but they never take time to practice it. Are they just carrying really a very expensive rock, or do they need the training?
Oh, they absolutely need training. ARs and pistols and AKs and STARs are great, as long as you get a quality firearm that you can rely on. You know, obviously, buy into your budget, but get the best that you can afford. Buy one squad rents when it comes to the firearms. It's just one of the last places and one of the last types of products you still kind of get what you pay for. So, yeah, absolutely. If you have something, I mean, it's like owning a race car. You know, if you try to take the race car around the track and you don't know what you're doing, you lose control of it pretty quickly. I've seen a lot of guys. There's so many guys, you know, we all kind of think that we're perfect shooters, you know, whatever. But there's so many guys that come in and they have these huge egos. And sometimes I joke around that I get paid to destroy egos, right? I have guys that come in that have shot competitions, or they've been on SWAT teams, or they were over in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they come into the course, you know, they do the one-on-one training, and we really explore like every single little issue with their shooting. So once you do these things hundreds and thousands of times, you know, I give all my guys and girls homework that they can do outside of the classroom, because they don't need me to do that the whole time. So that way they get the most out of their money and stuff too. And it'd be kind of boring to have them sit there and do that. But I give them all homework. And if they do it correctly and they do it over and over and over again, it builds muscle memory. So by the time something bad happens, it's almost so ingrained into your being, basically, that you just do it. Like the other night, there was something that happened, and without even thinking, you know, I put myself between the possible threat and my wife, and I put her right behind the only spot on a vehicle that actually provides cover. So you actually need to know these things. You need to be trained. And you need to practice it, do it over and over and over again. And on top of that, you need to train under stress. I'm a huge advocate for stress inoculation. So going back to doing it over and over again, I teach my students slow as smooth and smooth as fast. You know, I play guitar as well, and when I'm learning a new riff or something, I start it really slow. So I do it perfectly every single time. And that's the same way it is with shooting. You don't need to be real fast. I tell these guys that I want 100% accuracy. And I want them to do it as close to perfect as possible slowly, and they become faster and faster. So, then on top of that comes the stress inoculation. So we perform under stress so that we can provide, or we can perform better under stress. Basically, you really don't know how much falls apart when you're under stress. I tell everybody another little saying that I have is that you will never, ever, ever rise to the occasion. You know, a lot of people sit there and they daydream in school or something. Oh, if this happened, this is what I would do. No, it's not. It's not. What you will do is fall back to the level of training that you've mastered. So we do these things over and over and over. And one of the things that, one of the exercises that I do during the first appointment, just to show people this, is, we spend like the first 30 to 45 minutes fixing some of their issues and their shooting. And then I have this one program, and I have them, and I just introduce a little bit of stress. And say, okay, we'll go for three of these moving targets, right? And they can do it perfectly, and they get all cocky, and there's probably like 20, 30 of them all together. So then the second time, I just let them go for it. So, okay, get as many as you can. And what you see is 100% of the time, the person falls apart under stress. So all these little nuances that we just fixed, we just spent a half hour to 45 minutes fixing, they haven't perfected that. They haven't ingrained that into their shooting. So they just fall apart. Their old shooting habits start to come out.
Right, right. And it is an old saying of practice makes perfect. And this was something I got from Dr. Piazza, was the slow thing. Do it slow. Draw your weapon. Aim it. Pull the trigger, you do the dry firing and stuff like that, and you do it over and over to where it kind of becomes a natural kind of response, kind of like anything else that you have that you naturally respond to, those things work. And you're right. Our natural inclination is to be prideful about ourselves, so we have to tear that down first so that we can build something good. All right, Drew, we're coming up on a break here in about 30 seconds or so. Tell people where they can find out about you and about what you do.
They can find us at victoriatactical.com. They can find us on Facebook. Just follow us at Victoria Tactical. We're really active on Instagram. I guess there's a whole lot of people that are mostly there. It's Victoria Tactical LLC.
Okay. All right. Folks, check out Drew and the Victoria Tactical at all those social media outlets. Drew, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, let's talk about the issue of human trafficking, what you have to say about that, how you're helping people to refuse to be a victim, and how they can be active in that. Folks, stay with us. Sons of Liberty, meet sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 16-year-old accused of shooting her classmates at a school in Colorado will be tried as an adult.
The 16-year-old is charged with first-degree murder as an adult. And there are a bunch of other charges that did not come up in open court that I can't discuss.
Castle Rock, Colorado District Attorney George Brockler announcing the upgraded charges on the girl and the 18-year-old accomplice who are both in court on Wednesday for a status hearing. The suspects are due back in court next month. During a Senate hearing on Wednesday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being pressed about congressional demands for President Trump's taxes.
This is a very important issue that has a precedent way beyond any one president in Congress. Affects the weaponization of the IRS and could be used against anyone.
Mnuchin recently rejected a demand from House Democrats to release several years of President Trump's tax returns. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far. It's too uncomfortable. I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Bradley is out today. This is Tim Brown from the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And online I have Drew Nolan with victoriatactical.com. We've been talking about tactical training and such, which is what he does and provides products as well there at victoriatactical.com. And Drew, before we get to the human trafficking element of things, what I want to ask you is, in terms of, you spoke about the Second Amendment, and it's clear that our founding fathers did that because the one thing that sparked the war for independence was the issue that the British were coming. The British were coming. That's what Paul Revere shouted, as the British were coming not to tax the people. They had already been doing that. Not to shut down the free speech. They had already been doing that. Not to stop their assembly in the street. They had already been doing that. They came to get their arms. They came to get their powder. They came to get their cannons. They came to get their muskets. And that's what Paul Revere was riding through the streets. And then we know the famous shot heard around the world. All of that is tied to the fact that the tyrannical government of Britain, it wasn't just King George. People have to understand there was a parliament there. And all of that was tyrannical to take the people's weapons. Now, I ask you, what do you make? We heard for 8 years of the usurper, Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, okay? We heard from him how, and he was a Marxist, there's no doubt about it. His history shows that. I've got the interviews to show it, you know, from when he was in college. But what do you make about the current administration when they allow bump stock bans, which even Barack, you know, Obama's administration were the ones who legalized that? They legalized echo triggers. And yet the Trump administration, after the Vegas shooting, said, oh, yeah, we want to get rid of those things, even though they weren't even proven that they were used in the shooting. And then we have the push for the red flag laws, which is a complete violation when it comes to guns of the Second, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments of Americans' rights. What would did you tell people about that?
I was actually going to, I was hoping we could spend some time on that, because I was listening before you were, before you introduced me, and I was kind of taking notes on the economy and everything, and how it's really just the same guy, you know, it's really just like nothing even changed. And during his, while he was going around the campaign trail, you know, of course, Trump completely supported firearms. But now, you know, you have the bump stock ban, and like you said, it wasn't even proven that bump stocks were used in the Las Vegas shooting. And anybody that knows anything about ballistics and listens to it, bump stocks have a certain sound, and I can guarantee, almost without a doubt, you know, it's my personal opinion that bump stocks were not used. It almost sounds like there's a distinct cadence. And anybody that knows anybody about ballistics knows what kind of cadence that would be. But so we had that under the Trump administration, almost pretty much by executive fiat. And then the red flag laws are expanding and going all over the country. And he called for, he actually said that he supported taking the guns first and coming back for due process later. And that's a quote that, of course, I just noted, you know, I didn't actually quote him, but that's something that he said that a lot of people have lost focus of, you know, in conversations. I mean, I do this stuff for a living. I have conversations like this all the time with people. Regarding firearms and the Second Amendment, the current administration and stuff, and most people don't even consider that. It's almost like he's become the conservatives', you know, golden calf.
God. He's become their God.
Yeah.
That's what he's done. And this is something that you made that very clear. I appreciate the way you did that. Because the modern church has bought into this lie, and I won't pontificate for long, but what I want to say is they bought into this lie that Revelation, the book of Revelation, is somewhere out in our future. I mean, the end of it is. It's talking about the growth and expansion of the church and final judgment and stuff like that. But that was about first century. And when people look to the book of Revelation and they talk about Mark of the Beast and this, that, and the other, what they're missing is you're either going to bow to the law of God or you're going to bow to the law of tyrants, the law of man. And
exactly.
You're exactly right. This is what he is promoting. And he's so smooth because he says one thing and then he goes and does another. For instance, let's talk about this for a second and then we'll get to the other, because this is a really good subject. He takes and says, we want to take back John Kerry's signature off the UN Small Arms Treaty. Well, that's not a bad thing, but the fact of the matter, it's not valid because the Senate never ratified, so it's not costing him anything to do that, right?
Exactly.
And when he said, and I've had people say, well, the media edits stuff because he used fake news so much. And look, I was one who praised him for pointing out the fake news. It was a good thing. That was a great thing that he pointed out. But what happens when the guy starts presenting his own fake news? I get in my email box because I post certain petitions on the White House website. I get certain news the White House wants me to see. I don't know if anybody else gets it now. But the comment you said he made, he said that directly after Vice President Pence said the constitutional way that you apply this. You have the person arrested, you charge them, if they're found guilty, then you take the guns, and it pans over to him. There's no cut in the video, and he says what you just said he said. So how are people responding to you when you tell them this? How do they respond to you?
So have you ever had an argument, not really an argument, I guess, but a debate with somebody that was completely misinformed, you know, especially let's say abortion, for instance. When you give them facts, that look that they give you, the glossed over eyes, right? That's the response that I get when I reference that quote. Oh, well, that's not good. He actually said that? No, he didn't. And they go into this weird stage of denial. You know, I almost want to look at it, and it's an old joke that I make that denial is not just a river in Egypt. You know, they go into this weird state of denial and stuff. Oh, well, he would never say that. He supports the guns, the NRA, and this, you know, the NRA supported it. That's a whole another rabbit hole we could go through.
Yes,
they supported the National Firearms Act. So ever since.
Preach it, brother.
Go ahead
and preach it.
This is just what I, you know, like I said, I do this for a living, so I could talk about this all day. Just, you know, politics and the Bible are two of my favorite things to talk about. So, I mean, these guys that come in, the term FUD has been thrown around a lot lately, but the NRA supported, won the bump stock ban. Now you have a lot of the representatives going around supporting the red flag laws, and they were huge proponents of the machine gun ban and the NFA and everything. And anybody that's not familiar with that really needs to educate themselves about that. So Gun Owners of America on the other side, and I'm not affiliated with that law, but they have gotten the Supreme Court. They're going after the NFA, and they have gotten the Supreme Court to hear the first Second Amendment case in like 10 years.
Yeah. Well, we're friends with guns from Gun Owners of America. And one of the things, though, is, you know, in public, they'll, on the machine gun thing, I think they have a little bit of different stand than what they'll say privately. But overall, they're ones who will fight for the right. And it's not just guns. People need to understand that. We didn't even have, quote unquote, gun laws until the 20th century for over 150 years. From our Constitution, and even hundreds of years before that, when we were established as a nation, and I'll say that we were established very blatantly Christian, not sort of masquerade as the Constitution does, but as the Mayflower Compact did, that we were here to advance the Christian faith.
Yes.
There was no gun laws. There was no arms laws. You could have a knife as big as you wanted, a sword as big as you wanted. If you could have built a tank back then, you could have one. If you could have an aircraft carrier, Thomas Jefferson didn't even call in the military to fight the Barbary Wars. He used private warships with letters of mark and reprisal, which are constitutional, to fight the Islamic terrorists of the day. So we're in this battle now to where we have a government that is foreign to American that is ruling us, and as Thomas Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence, when it gets to that point, the people need to demand that the states, well, he didn't say it in terms of the states, and I'm not promoting revolution. What I'm talking about is we need to cast off that government and restore a government that secures us and our posterity, and we do that under God's law.
Exactly, and you take an interest in your government. There's an old quote, and it's attributed to multiple different people, you know, so I guess pick one. But if you don't take interest in politics, politics will take interest in you, right?
Yes.
So speaking on gun control, like you said, we didn't have any gun control until about the 20th century. And it was no big idea or it was no big deal to anybody that anybody had a firearm or anything. It was commonplace. It wasn't a big thing to have your concealed carry permit to pay a fine to exercise a God-given right that was acknowledged by the Bill of Rights, right? It wasn't a big deal. Nothing like that was a big deal. We don't have a problem with an inanimate object because, you know, technology has changed, all the typical arguments, whatever. What we have is a cultural problem. We have a culture that has gotten away from our founding values. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and based on Judeo-Christian principles.
Yeah, and I think that's the issue. We can call it a cultural problem, and I understand what you're saying, but let's just put it right where it lays. It is a moral problem. It's the same thing that Israel faced. We've turned away from the God who founded us, that we covenanted with when we started the country. And I'm not talking about 1776. I'm talking about long before that. I'm talking about in the Mayflower Compact. We covenanted with God, and we've broken that covenant. We've left him. And just like Old Testament Israel, God is judging us. People, Bradley reminds us over and over, Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. Hang on with me, Drew. I want to get to this human trafficking thing. We'll do that in the final segment here on Sons of Liberty Radio. Hang on with us.
We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. We're on the line with Drew from VictoriaTactical.com. And Drew, we were going into the break here, and I was getting a little riled up. Sorry about that. Those things always become very passionate for me because those were the things that led to our founding fathers really more than the other things. People think the war for independence was about taxes. That was a part of it. They think it was about free speech. They think it was about assembly and all these things. And all of those things built up. But it was when they tried to take their weapons. And this was long before the 20th century rise of communism. That the people said, you know what? If they take our weapons, we have no means to defend ourselves. And it's like the passage I read on my own radio show this week out of Samuel, where it talked about the fact that the people had to go to their enemies, the Philistines, to make their weapons or to get their weapons sharpened, whether it was a sword or whether it was an axe or whether it was a mallet or whatever it was that they were using. And when it came time for battle, the only people who had weapons was the king and his son. The people didn't have it, and so they were defeated in the face of their enemies. And so I apologize if I got a little impassioned about that, we got caught up in that. But I want to ask you, you teach a course at Victoria Tactical, Escape and Evasion 101, and one of the things I want to ask you is, do you have a majority of women or men who sign up for this?
Honestly, it's about 50-50. Okay. All right. Skiff and evasion isn't just for women and children. Otherwise, sure, the military wouldn't teach SEER courses. So that's one of the biggest things that people really need to understand is this is for everybody, and this stuff affects everybody. And if we teach a father, then he can help teach his daughter, and he can know what to look for his daughter. And so, like I said, it affects everybody.
No, I agree, and I think that's a good thing. I know my oldest daughter, we've had some training there with her in some self-defense and things of that nature. Now, the other question is, how do you fit in with human trafficking? How does that work with you, Drew, and Victoria Tactical?
So Victoria Tactical kind of partners with another organization that we're affiliated with. It's Phoenix SOG, S-O-G, and they actually do rescuing of the victims, right? So they actually get into the mix of it all, and they go in and they get the victims. And they do a lot of investigations to help bring victims back. And they're very, very, very involved. They teach missionaries. They teach churches, to form missionary groups. They do missionary extraction. So how are we involved with human trafficking? We are very, very, very involved with human trafficking. It's everywhere. It's in our backyard. We've witnessed the fruits of human trafficking, and we've seen evidence of human trafficking in our area. So we work really closely with that organization.
Okay. Can you give us some examples of things that you're finding out? Do you relay that to people in your course here, Escape and Evasion? Do you relay that kind of thing as to what happens? And, we hear a lot about that it's usually young women, young girls and things. Is there an issue with young boys as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's an issue with young boys, especially. I mean, the cliche blonde hair, blue eyes. There's a huge issue with boys as well, and because there's some sick people out there,
sure.
and babies and up and down the board. So we do kind of convey a little bit of this in our classes, and we give a couple examples, but some of the things with ongoing investigations and stuff that are happening, we don't really give too much away. My wife and I actually saw a prostitute walk off of a local trail around here and get into a car with a guy. So there's another person at a church that gave us a heads up that he witnessed some activity pretty close to a hotel around there. We've gotten regular people just basically reaching out to us and saying, hey, there's this hotel in this area as well. You should look into this because it's known around the area that there's trafficking going around there. So this stuff is everywhere, and people like to say that it's not in their backyard. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And keeping your hand in the sand is not going to make darkness go away.
No, it's not. I can tell you as a father of 10, I run into any of that, and I don't mind making it known on the radio show. If I'm around, I'm not going to let the person see court. I mean, if I have my way about it, because if we don't bring justice, we're not going to guard the liberty of those who are children, nor are we going to guard it of those around us. And if people feel sad about that and say, well, you're just such a mean guy, you don't understand the evil that we deal against with people like that. Am I out of line here? Am I just insane or something? Or does every father feel, and you're not a father yet, you're a husband, but one day, hopefully, you're going to have children. I'm assuming you're probably going to feel like that, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think you're out of line at all. Now, the one thing that I would kind of caution people against is, one, I mean, obviously, get involved in some way. But
sure,
putting yourself, it depends on how far you're willing to go, because these people are obviously dangerous. You know, you're looking at somebody off of one girl that can make up to $300,000 a year off of one girl. So you start messing with that, you start getting into some dangerous territories. But if you rescue one right there and you let the criminal, basically, the disgusting individual, know that you're onto them, then how many more are you losing? You know, so you have to weigh the cost and the cost-benefit. Like I said, it can happen anywhere. One of our guys was actually at a Walmart kind of in the Ohio area, and he just happened to notice a little something off, and he followed these people. And basically, these girls were shopping at Walmart with this guy, and he was basically their pimp. and made them get in the back of a van, a box truck. So he saw all these little feet and stuff, so he got in his car and he called 911, called the sheriff's department, or highway patrol, I think. And they tried to pass it off. He said, no, we're mobile, we're going to stay on the phone. So he followed them for about 30 miles or so, and then all of a sudden, he said it was like the highway patrol just fell out of the sky, man. They pulled these over, and there were several women that were women and little girls that were rescued. I think the youngest was 4, and
wow.
She had blood and feces and stuff all over her. But yeah, this, like I said, this stuff is everywhere. So
yeah, here in the land of the free, it's going on under the people's noses who are deluded that it's not that goes on in third world countries. It doesn't go on in our country. It's going on in third world countries. And, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I mean, one of the reasons that I think a lot of people think that, you know, one, it's uncomfortable, right? We live in this bubble where it doesn't happen to us and it always happens to somebody else. Until it happens to you, that's one of the reasons we offer that service, the property security consulting, because you've got to make sure that, you know, your home is your castle. You've got to make sure that that is secure. And when you're out and about, if you don't carry a firearm and or other EDC gear, being able to respond is kind of like a foreign concept at that point. So if you're not aware and you're doing all these things, but anyway, going into the media and how much it's played down in America, Ohio is number 4 in the nation for human trafficking, with Toledo being one of the worst cities in the world because of all the things it has there. So I think one of the reasons that it's played down is because so many in power probably have a hand in it. You know, look at everything that happened with the Podesta plane and everything.
Yes. No, you're exactly right. I've talked with a lady. I don't want to get long into it because we've got a short amount of time. But she was transferring information to Nancy Schaefer, who is a Georgia state senator. Her husband was found murdered in their bed the day before she was fixing to out a lot of the child trafficking coming out of Georgia. And I've had talks with this woman who had to flee to Mexico with one of her kids she rescued out of that. So I understand. It's very real to me as a father of 6 girls and 4 boys. It's very real to me. And I think that your partnering with this group is something that people ought to look at if they're looking for tactical gear, if they're looking for tactical training, if they're looking for somebody who can just inform them. Maybe they can't get to you in Ohio, but maybe they're looking for information. They can do so, and they can know that there's a guy who understands it. He has a biblical foundation, and he'll point them in the right direction. And we're coming up against the end of the show here, Drew. Why don't you tell people again how they can get a hold of you, and quickly, what services you offer? You've got about 30 seconds to make it count.
Okay. They can reach us at victoriashatchville.com, and all of our contact information is also there, social media and everything. We offer property security consulting. If you can't make it to us, we will come to you. We offer escape and evasion classes. We offer firearms training and all kinds of EDC gear.
Okay. All right, folks, that's Drew Nolan, Victoria Tactical. Drew, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Sons of Liberty radio show, victoriatactical.com. You guys check them out, support them. These are guys who are on your side. In 23 hours, Bradley will be back with you. I think I'm scheduled to be back on Friday, so I'll talk to you then. See ya.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.